97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. I hear you've got something good.
I do. I do have something good. I had other things I was going to talk about, but I can instead talk about this, and I'm sure we'll get to other things whenever we get to
I'm okay with not getting to other things, because yeah. Victor came in a couple of minutes ago like, whoa, whoa, I got something.
So, it has to do with John Williams, composer of some note.
Right.
If you had to guess which Spielberg joint was John Williams' favorite, what would you guess?
Of the ones that he scored?
Of any of them.
Of any of them? Oh, man, this is a trick question. He loved War Horse.
It's E.T.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
E.T. is John Williams' favorite
The way you phrased it, I was thinking like, this is going to be a deep cut. Like,
so that's not really the surprising part of all of this. What is surprising about this is that apparently, well, not surprising, just cool and interesting. Apparently, NASA wanted to award John Williams specifically its Exceptional Public Achievement Medal. So he went down to the Kennedy Center and was thinking that I guess he skipped over the part of his email, Scott Pilgrim style, where he was going to get an award.
Right.
And he thought he was going down there just to perform, to conduct and do a performance. And then they gave him an award, and he was kind of shocked by it. So John Williams ended up just sort of doddering around the Kennedy Center talking to astronauts. And that's how we found out that E.T. is actually his favorite movie. And he wanted to talk to astronauts specifically about how fast a bicycle would have to go to fly, which is roughly 17,500 miles per hour. He talked to astronauts about space, and that's, like, apparently astronauts gushed to John Williams that it's a tradition among some crews that once you break from gravity and your craft like flips over into stable orbit, you
right.
play a song from the Star Wars musical catalog.
Nice.
Which, yeah, there's just lots of fun John Williams lore out of this one trip to the Kennedy Center where he accidentally got an award, I guess.
Wondering why they gave him an award. It's got nothing to do with E.T. It's because they played the Imperial March every single time they go into orbit. Okay.
Right. I think that that's probably why he got the Exceptional Public Achievement Medal. Yeah, all right. I have now looked it up. And yes, it is specifically for his, quote, unforgettable film scores that have inspired curiosity in many of us.
Man, you know who's really probably upset? An astronaut who has been to space and still hasn't gotten this medal because... Dang, John Williams.
I try to inspire curiosity every day. John Williams just hangs out and makes music.
Writes a song and gets a medal. I go up into space, and what do I get? Bupkis.
And
a trip to space.
But what did you listen to? You listened to the inspiring works.
I wrote a song.
John Williams.
I, Astronaut Steve, have many songs in my catalog.
Steve. Other news that I had pulled up that's not nearly as interesting as John Williams is a very stupid-looking picture. You're acquainted with how dumb you look when you do VR stuff, right? You got the headset. You're holding the little controller baubles. You've seen the pictures. You know what's up.
I got that topped. I can look dumb without the VR stuff.
Behold, there's a new VR accessory that goes over your mouth. Yeah. We're going to describe this to you. It's the standard VR headset, the big bulky goggles, except now underneath that big bulky thing is another bulky thing directly covering this man's mouth.
Well, and we are living in a COVID world, Victor.
I mean, so I saw this picture and I tried to map out what I thought this was. And I did think something similar. Maybe it's an air purification device or something.
Oh, no, I assume it allows you to speak, right?
So, we have plenty of microphones. We're using them right now, and they're not strapped to our faces. Imagine that. Thank you for inspiring curiosity in microphone development, VR. But apparently what this device is it specifically mutes and muffles, not just physically, but using the same active sound dampening stuff that our mutual very nice headphones use, where it creates the opposite of the sound waves to cancel it out. This device does that as you talk into it, so that now not only can people not see what you're doing because you got a headset, they can't hear what you're saying either. So you could just perfectly silently be playing VR somewhere and people can't hear you talk to whatever you're talking
to. Oh, that's great. So, like, someone can be playing a VR game in a room and, like, other people in the room can just go about their business without watching this guy flailing around and shouting real loud. That's fantastic.
That's actually impossible.
I am in favor of that.
When somebody's playing a VR game and they're flailing around, it's impossible to not watch them and sit there. It's very fun.
I can tune out flailing. I can't tune around. Get it out. No.
See, and this would be helpful for me because as a person that does occasionally play video games online, I get yelled at for yelling. I just get loud and don't know that I'm talking loud because I'm wearing headphones and I just end up shouting into a microphone thinking I'm talking at a normal volume. How much time is left in Trent's?
None. I just want to point out that this is the second time this week that we have ended our Trend segment with something related to you just being a naturally loud talker.
That's not true. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did discuss that. The field sobriety test. I guess it's just a is Victor alive test.